prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And your co-host, the lovely and talented, always effervescent, Elisa Profumo. How you doing, Elisa?
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing good. As usual, we had difficulties starting the show today. It wouldn't be Casual Friday without technical difficulties and Bill Gates. Just remember that. Those two
exactly.
things must be present.
And Gwyneth Paltrow sometimes.
Actually, yesterday's show... with Dr. Will Cole. I think he's her doctor because she wrote the foreword for his book.
Well, you remember last Casual Friday when we discussed her, she is seeing a functional medicine doctor now. So,
well, yeah. I got to tell you, I like him a lot. I mean, he.
Did you?
Yeah. I mean, he's a critical thinker. He's a real critical thinker. And we hit it off well. And he was surprisingly much more forward leaning than a lot of other people that call themselves functional medicine doctors.
I tend to think functional medicine doctors are forward-leaning, at least the ones I've talked with.
Well, they're forward-leaning within the context of what is allowed to be forward-leaning in that category of medicine. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of them that don't believe in hormone replacement therapy.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, they believe in black cohosh and, you know, and taking natural things to overcome.
Evening primrose.
Now, not everything can be done with food and supplements, let's be honest. We have to thank our title sponsor, and that is Legendary Foods. If you go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary and use the code SHR10, you'll save 10% off everything at Legendary Foods. And they've got a lot of really great stuff. But right now we're focusing on the cake-style tasty pastries, which are out of this world. Would you agree, Elisa?
Yes, I would.
And the best part about them is they have virtually no fiber, which I'm really proud of now, because I think we've gone way, way too far with fiber engineered food, let's say. But with that being said, their new red velvet tasty pastry is out of this world. It has 5 grams of net carbs, 20 grams of high leucine, high quality protein, and less than 1 gram of sugar. They are a great snack for you and for the kids. Kids are getting back in school. Put this in their lunch boxes. Now, if you're a cheapskate like me and you don't want to buy a box, you can win a box. We're giving away a couple boxes a day right now, and I'm real behind. So if you haven't received an email or your boxes yet, I'm getting on this weekend. I've got a lot of work to do to catch up. But you can win a box by listening for the secret word during the commercial break and emailing it to onair@superhumanradio.net, and you're entered to win, and you'll love me when you get them. Oh, there you go. Okay. So, one of the things we promised to talk about this week, Elisa, is a lot of people in the audience always want to know about what you do for your skin and for your hair, because obviously you are now 61 years old, and you don't look 61.
I wish I didn't have to wear glasses. These are just readers, but still.
Yeah. And when Elisa talks, she always makes sure to say, now they're only 0.75 diopters.
No, they're the ones.
Point one. Yeah, they're one diopter.
I think I'm gonna have to graduate to the 1.25 though.
Yeah, so that mitigates the, like they're really not strong. I'm just using them, but I think they look cute on you, so you should wear them often. So there you go.
All right. Well, anyway, they're readers. So Carmela Cierzo asked a few months ago about my skincare routine. And we even mentioned that it's so much more involved than just putting lotion on topically. It's more inside and out, I would say. Mm-hmm. Kind of like they say beauty is inside and out. So skincare is, and it's more lifestyle, really, when you think about it.
Yes.
And today we're not going to discuss plastic surgery or cosmetics. I mean, we will talk about sauna and light therapy and things like that. But we're not going to talk about cosmetic surgery because really we're wellness and lifestyle. That's what we're about. So that's what we're going to discuss.
And there is a place, you would agree, for plastic surgery at a certain time and age and things like microdermabrasion, but that's an entirely different discussion.
Even facials, if you can afford them, or you can do them at home on your own, or, you know, microdermabrasion, I believe in that. Although I guess microdermabrasion seems harder to get these days. Nobody's doing them anymore. I don't know.
Good afternoon, you too, says Carmela Cierzo. She took the day off. How wonderful to have her here today.
Hey, Carmela. Thanks for taking the day off to listen to us.
Yeah, that's flattering.
I just wanted to start talking about, you know, skin is the largest organ of the body, right? Things affect it, like, I guess Carmela was asking me about estrogen, and things affect your, as you go through menopause and you lose estrogen, it will show up, the signs of aging will show up on your skin. For example, if you have gut imbalances, it shows up on your skin in the form of eczema, autoimmune disease, psoriasis all show up on your skin as well. Carmela says she still uses her Clarisonic that I recommended. I love my Clarisonic. Yeah. I use it about once a month, I guess.
Yeah, you can't overdo it with some of these things. So let's talk about the whole notion of estrogen just for a second.
Okay.
Estrogen plays a profound role in not only skin, but in vasculature. Women tend to start to develop spider veins and even varicose veins when they start going through menopause because estrogen drops out. Estrogen plays an amazing role in maintaining the health and functionality of the vascular system. Even in men, testosterone converts to estrogen and plays a role in that. So if you're starting to see spider veins and you haven't gone through menopause yet, you're going. You're on your way. That's one of the earliest signs. Oh, she said, Carmela said it went bankrupt. Who went bankrupt? Clarisonic?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Anyway, so go ahead. So take it from there. Estrogen plays a large role in skin quality.
Well, yes. Also, too, as we age, we start to lose volume in our face. Like, we lose fat. So that's like a trick that Mother Nature plays on us, right? We lose fat in our face and in our hands. And that's why you start to see wrinkly hands. But you gain fat, like in your abdomen and your hips and your thighs,
all the wrong places. So
and that's why I guess women start getting injections in their face or whatever, because of the loss of volume from fat.
Interesting. And yes, Carmela said the company Clarisonic went bankrupt. Sorry to hear that. There are a lot of new companies out there making the same thing. So what about the doesn't estrogen play a role in collagen production as well?
Yeah, I think so. So collagen makes up one third of the protein in the human body. And as we age, we start producing less collagen. It seems like as we age, we produce less of everything. So wrinkles start to form and joint and cartilages weaken. Women experience a dramatic reduction in collagen synthesis after menopause. By the age of 60, and keep in mind I'm 61, a considerable decline in collagen production is considered normal. I replace my collagen. I use the Great Lakes collagen. I'll put it in my protein shakes. I take it with vitamin C because the vitamin C will help your body to make it more bioavailable.
Yeah. So let's talk about this idea of taking collagen. A lot of people think that they take collagen and it remains collagen until it gets into the place that needs collagen. That's not true. When you take collagen, it is broken down like any other protein in your gut. It's broken down to its component amino acids. But it is available to be reassembled by the body. But you need certain things to get it to reassemble. And one of those is vitamin C. If you're not taking vitamin C at all, you are not going to see the best quality in skin, even if you're supplementing with collagen.
Yeah. So wouldn't you do a show on that about collagen and vitamin C?
Yes. So that show was illustrating how to improve the elasticity, density, and structure of soft tissue like tendons and ligaments. And what the author of the study did was he gave people just cheap old gelatin, Knox gelatin, or even Jell-O, and 60 milligrams of vitamin C, and then had them jump rope. And they did DEXA scans, and they measured the thickness of certain ligaments that are fairly large to begin with and easy to measure. And then they had them do this, I think it was for 6 or 12 weeks. And when they came back, those ligaments and tendons that they measured had vast amount of growth. And so, but here's the thing. If you're looking to improve connective tissue that is holding joints together and attaching muscles to your skeletal system, you must take the gelatin slash collagen and vitamin C before you go work out. Why is that? Because soft tissue is avascular. It has no blood vessels in it. It gets its nutrition from outside in the what is known as the interstitial fluids. Those fluids bathe the soft tissue. They have the amino acids to produce collagen and the vitamin C, and that is absorbed like a sponge as you stretch and release and stretch and release these soft tissue connections. So you literally have to take it before you work out and then work out. And I have to believe that there's some good value to this idea, even for skin quality. I would focus on taking my collagen and vitamin C before I train, because don't forget, the skin does have blood vessels in it, but it's also stretching, right? When you're training, you're stretching, you're pulling. So I think this is a good idea even for skin health, my personal opinion.
Well, you know, vitamin C is good for your skin because there are a ton of lotions and moisturizers on the market that are vitamin C. So applying it topically works and taking it orally works. Thank you, Carmela. She said, I look like I'm in my 40s.
Yeah, you do.
So other things that damage collagen are the high sugar consumption, smoking, sunlight, autoimmune disorders, genetic changes, and of course what we just discussed, the aging process, all affect your collagen production. So I had a friend once ask me what supplement would I take if I only could take one on an island, if I could only take one supplement, and I said it would be collagen. So I don't know. I might change my mind now for vitamin D, but
You're living on an island, you're probably living in the sun.
You're going to get plenty of vitamin
D.
Yeah,
I don't think you need the vitamin D if you're living on an island. Hopefully it's a tropical island.
Right. So anyway, I think that collagen is a major player in your skin elasticity and how it
quality,
how it ages, right? So, and it's all about lifestyle. So besides taking collagen, you can get it from egg whites, meat, cheese, and cabbage. Vitamin C you get from the oranges, of course, you know, the strawberries, broccoli. Just make sure you're eating organic. We'll talk about that later in the show. We're going to talk about the new Dirty Dozen. Copper and shellfish, red meat, and vitamin A.
Yes, vitamin A is very important, very overlooked. And I'm not talking about carotenoids. I'm talking about active retinol, active vitamin A. Very, very important. Do not ignore that.
Right, because, you know, the retinol lotions that you can and creams that you can put on your face, I can't use those very well. I mean, they my skin is very sensitive, so I tend to go with the vitamin C instead.
Now, I have a different opinion of sunlight and SPF. So if you're looking to improve the quality of your skin, then sunlight may not be the best thing, because there's no doubt about it that sunlight does do some damage to the skin. I think this is where the opportunity for light therapy units comes in. Whether you buy lamps that you can screw into a light socket and put it in the shower, so when you're in the shower. But I definitely think that I'm a huge advocate of sun, as you know. I mean, I stay tan as often as possible. And I have some really deep crevasses in my forehead, and I have all the signs of sun damage. I'm not worried about my skin. I'm worried about my overall health. So I think that sunlight is a give-take kind of a thing. I think that some sunlight is good. I don't like SPFs. I'd rather see you wear some clothing, some gauzy kind of material that allows you to get some sun but filters it out without you putting and slathering chemicals and micro-sized pieces of metal like titanium on your skin. There was a study done about 5 or 6 years ago. We talked about on the show that within minutes of applying sunblock, a titanium oxide was detectable in the blood.
Wow. So they do make clothing for that will act like a sunblock, the clothing.
Yeah.
So,
you know,
they even say 20 minutes in the sun is what you need.
Yeah. And if you wear the
vitamin
right
D.
Well, but if you wear the right clothing, you can stretch that out to hours. So, you know, women love to wear these they wear bathing suits, two-piece bathing suit, but then they have those things that they wear that kind of looks like a negligee almost, a nightgown. It's long, it's flowing, and it's made out of a very sheer material. That's blocking some of the sunlight. It is.
Or you know, even if you're in the shade, you still get some sunlight, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Get under the cabana. I love that. I love laying under the cabana and having the guy bring me cocktails. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh. But anyway, so you mentioned light therapy. Some of the benefits of light therapy are, is it smooths fine lines and wrinkles? Do you have a picture of the Saluma?
Yeah, so we've been experimenting with the Saluma, and I am really impressed with this unit. So hold on, let me put it up there while you talk. There we go.
It reduces inflammation. I have one of these units. It improves acne and scars. It prevents breakouts by killing the acne-causing bacteria, promotes circulation. It stimulates collagen production. It reduces inflammation. I said that before. And it brightens the skin. So there's something to be said about it. I think it works for many people.
Well, and I want this is a good point in the show to mention something. So this morning when we woke up, I was saying, oh, I've got to do this today, I've got to do that. And I said, my God, it's so much work. Once you get older, you have all this work you have to do to maintain your health and the resilience of your body. And it's true. And Elisa joked and said, yeah, that's why celebrities always look so good, because they have people cooking for them, they have personal trainers, and they can do all day long. Their job is self-care. And really does come down to that. But the reason I'm saying this is, there's no one thing that Elisa does that is the reason her skin looks so great. It's all the things Elisa does. If you there's no way for me to say, well, it's this or it's that, because it's the culmination of all the things she does that makes her skin look so beautiful. And that includes diet, that includes the Saluma unit, that includes the collagen and vitamin. It includes everything, even creams and lotions that we'll talk about in a second.
Right, right. So, yeah, I like the Saluma unit, and it's fairly affordable, too.
Yes, and it lasts long, and it's easy to travel with if you wanted to take it with you somewhere. I mean, it just folds up so easily.
So another thing, too, is sauna. The sauna is great for your skin health because you sweat out all the toxins.
Sweating is so good.
You know, I know that not many people use the steam saunas anymore. I like the steam saunas, but the dry sauna, we have an infrared sauna, which is nice to have at home.
The only problem with the steam saunas is, where is that water coming from that they are vaporizing and then atomizing and that you're inhaling? Like, as a minimum, I have to think that they should have a water purification system that removes the chlorine and other things. Because
you would hope.
Well, so think about distillation, the process of distillation, right? So when they boil water, the steam carries off impurities. Well, you're literally breathing in those impurities in a steam room.
So what happens, like, if you're having a facial done, sometimes they use those little oxygen machines and the steam machines. So, I mean,
yeah.
Will they have chemicals in those?
It could. I mean, whatever. Unless the unit they have has a filtration component that filters the water before it's turned into steam, of course. Now, that's not as bad because they're aiming it onto your skin. You're not inhaling it while you're sitting in a steam room. But, yeah, of course. I mean, water, steam has things in it. that are light enough to leave the water and become atomized. Absolutely.
Yeah, so maybe the dry sauna is the best.
I personally think it is.
People with rosacea and atopic dermatitis shouldn't use the sauna.
I don't know. Those are autoimmune disorders. I don't know if that agitates them. Khalid Hamloui says that the vitamin A should be included for skin collagen production. And that's interesting.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, and I think that he's right about this because vitamin A offers the ability to differentiate stem cells. Without vitamin A, you don't have stem cell differentiation. So that's a good point. I don't know. Rosacea is from the gut. There's no doubt in my mind about it. When you see people that their faces are constantly red, they look like they're overheated all the time. Or with women, their skin gets red and shiny. It gets this waxy look to it.
Really? Is that rosacea?
Yeah, that's from the gut. That's completely diet. When you look at people that suffer from these types of disorders, you find that they eat a lot of sugar, a lot of simple carbohydrates, a lot of starches. They're feeding bad bacteria in their gut. And keep in mind, everything that shows up on the skin is not from the skin. Right? So when you break out in hives, that's because of something I'm not talking about contact dermatitis or anything like that, right? That's like poison ivy, poison oak. That's different. But when you're I'm allergic to strawberries. When I eat them, I break out in hives. It's because of what the strawberries are doing in your gut. And these poisons are trying to get out of your body, and they're exiting through the skin, and they're causing a reaction in the skin. So if you're somebody who has rosacea and you can't get rid of it and your doctor's giving you all sorts of creams and stuff like that, start to look at your diet. I predict that if you did an elimination diet like the carnivore diet, right, eggs, chicken, fish, you know, just meat, no vegetables, nothing that grows out of the ground, no pasta, no starches, I predict you'll start seeing it get better in a couple weeks. And then you stay on that for a couple months, and then you can start adding things back in, and then you'll go one day, oh my God, my skin is all red. It's that I eat all the time that I love.
So there's a new term. I don't know if you're familiar with the gut-skin axis. You know how they have the gut-brain axis. Well, now they're talking about the gut-skin axis. And scientists have found links between gut health and skin issues such as eczema, acne, and rosacea, as you just mentioned. There's more studies that show where there's gut inflammation, there is skin inflammation. People with acne and rosacea are 10 times more likely to have gut issues, and 34% of people with irritable bowel syndrome show skin manifestations.
Yeah, and so this just proves my point. Now, here's an interesting question. Carmela says chronic hives can be caused by low estrogen and hypothyroid. Chronic hives are different, though. And I would argue yes and no, and here's why. Estrogen affects the diversity of the gut microbiome. We know this. Hormones actually cause the microbes that inhabit your gut to change. If you don't have enough estrogen, there's certain microbes that are actually estrogen dependent that disappear. So, but the bottom line is this. Regardless of whether you have to look at your hormones or your diet, hives all come from inside the body. Unless you've come in contact with poison ivy, poison oak, and something like that. You got to look at your diet. You got to look at how your body is functioning from the inside to address the hives that are showing up on the outside. I very, very strongly feel that.
Right. It says here, the skin is a great barometer of what's going on inside the body. If your skin is irritated, inflamed, or congested, chances are high that there may be imbalances in your gut. So,
and your liver. I don't want to miss that. I want to talk about that real quick. The liver, if the liver starts doing a poor job of getting certain toxins out of your body, like we see this in people who are alcoholics.
Right.
So alcoholics get this sallow yellow color to their skin.
Or gray.
And you can actually smell that sour smell coming out of their skin from the unmetabolized alcohol that's not being excreted and just staying in the blood. And that is absolutely All that skin manifestation, the color of the skin, the odor of the skin, is all coming from inside the body, the liver's inability to get the alcohol out any longer.
So, of course, probiotics and prebiotics will help with the gut health. Some of the probiotics include lactobacillus, bifidobacterium, saccharomyces, enterococcus, streptococcus, bacillus. Those are all associated species strains that help with the gut health for the skin.
Yeah. And Bayer just put that up there. And Bioptimizers has a host of great probiotics and products to help you with your gut and should help you with your skin as well.
Exactly. Okay, so do we need to take a break, or
We could take it now. We only have a couple minutes in this segment. Why don't we go ahead and take our break, and when we come back, what do you want to talk about? You want to stick with this for a little while longer?
Well, we're going to stick a little bit longer because I want to talk about cleansing, and there's a little bit more about the skin, and then we'll move on.
And I want you to tell the audience the story about what your mother told you never to do to your skin when you were a young girl, and that has served you very, very well. So we're going to take one quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Casual Friday. The power of light can be truly life-changing and an important element for every superhuman. Because of this, I want you to experience the power of award-winning Saluma light therapy. Saluma utilizes NASA research technology to improve health at the cellular level and is cleared by the FDA to effectively treat a variety of pain, muscle and joint conditions, as well as facial wrinkles and acne. Our entire team here at Superhuman Radio uses it. Its innovative shape-taking design allows for easy placement anywhere on the body. Choose from 13 different models. For an exclusive listener discount, go to shrnetwork.biz/Seluma, that's C-E-L-L-U-M-A, and use code SHR10 to save 10% off of one of these award-winning devices. Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000, or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Friday. Getting a massage post-workout is a proven strategy to facilitate better recovery. Getting to massage therapists can be difficult and expensive, especially in these times. The solution is the Meteor, a heated massage ball from Milestorm. Reduce pain and soreness and expedite recovery with the Meteor's research-backed vibration settings and therapeutic heat. It's convenient for travel and works on any body part. Go to shrnetwork.biz/Meteor and use code SHR15 for 15% off and free shipping if you buy two or more. Start recovery better today. TaylorMade Health is focused on making sure you're able to perform and look your best. They are a leader in game-changing supplements and cosmetic products. Whether you want to increase strength, expedite recovery, facilitate soft tissue repair, or reduce deep wrinkles, TaylorMade Health has you covered. TaylorMade Health is also the home to Dr. Seed's products such as BPC, BPC Plus, and the Chill Pill. All of my listeners can now get 20% off their first order with code TRY20. That's TRY20. This code can even be used on subscription orders. Visit shrnetwork.biz/try20 today and use code TRY20 for 20% off your first order.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back.
What does that commercial mean, spit that out right now?
You mean that bumper? Like whatever you're eating is wrong. You're eating the wrong food if you're not paying attention. Spit that out right now.
Gotcha.
It assumes that somebody's eating junk. That's what it is.
Oh.
Will Adams made those almost 16 years ago for the show. I keep using them.
They're good, actually.
Yeah, he did a great job.
So I have to mention really quick, omega-3 fatty acids for skin health also.
Yeah.
That might be something that you need to include into your supplementation. Omega-3 fatty acids, there are studies that show that it plays a critical role in normal skin function and appearance. Omega-3 fatty acid oral supplementation are effective means of delivering EFAs to the skin and systemic circulation. So that cannot be overlooked either. And just, you know, getting the omega-3s from fish or from your diet as well.
And one of the things that isn't discussed when we talk about skin, but it should be, is insulin resistance. When you become insulin resistant, blood vessels, small vasculature in the skin starts to shut down. And as a result, you start getting dry skin all the time. We see this especially in people who have had type 2 diabetes for 5, 6, 7 years. They literally, their skin starts to crack. Because there's no nourishment making it to the periphery of the body any longer. This can all be reversed two ways. I mean, obviously, you can address your insulin resistance very quickly. The other thing you can do is get in a sauna more regularly and help those blood vessels have a reason to open back up. But insulin resistance should be discussed when we talk about aging of the skin, really.
Speaking of dry skin, Carl, you did a show a while back on the effects of PQQ in skin health and dry skin. I mean, if you supplement with PQQ, it helps also with the dry skin. I'm looking at a study right now. It's on PubMed. Effects of orally administered PQQ salt on dry skin conditions. And it says that the results suggest that oral intake of PQQ improves skin conditions in both female subjects with dry skin and in mice with a compromised skin barrier function.
Yeah, and it's because it improves the mitochondrial biogenesis, and mitochondria make cells function. It's, you know, it all comes down to cellular function, everything, whether it's your heart, your kidneys, your liver, or your skin. So that's a really good point right there.
Right. So, and I supplement with the PQQ also. Okay. So I was supposed to tell a story of
your mother, who was a cosmetician, or cosmetologist, like my mother was as well, by the way, told you something when you were a very young girl about soap.
Oh, well, no, well, it wasn't soap. So I was allergic to soap when I was very young. I've not used soap on my face since I was before the age of 10 years old. When I used soap on my face, I started getting dry patches on my face. And my mother took me to the doctor and he told her that I needed to use Neutrogena. But we couldn't afford the Neutrogena soap. So she would just have me use like other things like Noxzema and things like that. And so I've never used soap on my face since I was a young child.
Right.
But when I was in my early 20s, she sat me down and had a discussion with me about taking care of my skin. And it was funny because she worked for Walgreens in a cosmetic department. She had a little packet and it had trial sizes of L'Oreal products. Mm-hmm. And she said, here, this is yours for free. You don't have to pay me for it. But it was just, you know, like an eye cream and a cleanser and a toner and the whole system to take care of your skin. And I was probably 20, 21 at the time. So she was very emphatic about taking care of your skin. And I saw her at night doing that as well. She was a good role model. She had pretty skin too. So, and I think some of it may be genetic.
I think so, because she looked pretty good at unfortunately,
well, she passed away
too
at 60.
Young. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are studying more the effects of anabolic steroids on skin glands, especially the indirect effects caused by insulin resistance, et cetera. Yeah, I believe it. Carmelo wants to know, and I don't know if we could do this today, how and why and when did you get started training? You did start training at a very young age, didn't you?
I was a cheerleader, so I was into gymnastics somewhat, not like Natalie was, but right. You know, but I started training in the gym because all of the women in my family have autoimmune issues, and men too. I mean, it's very rampant in my family. My
Rheumatoid arthritis and Hashimoto's disease, most specifically.
Lupus, all of the autoimmune diseases, asthma, you name it, somebody in my family has it. And so I just started trying to figure out ways to prevent myself from going down that same bat path. And we can make that a whole nother show if you want.
Because when you first started training, there were really no girls in the gym. You were in your early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys were probably wondering, what the hell is she doing here?
Right. I mean, because you think, I mean, I'm 61, so that was quite a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
40 years ago.
Right.
Right. So anyway, yeah, I did it to prevent myself from getting sick in the future. And it's served me well, I think, knock on wood.
Yeah, it has.
So we were going to talk about cleansing your skin just for a minute, because I want to talk about the pH of cleansers matters, believe it or not. So studies demonstrate that a high pH, pH 10 solutions, even in the absence of surfactants, can increase the stratum corneum swelling and alter lipid rigidity, thereby suggesting that cleansers with a neutral or acid pH close to the stratocorneum normal, which is 5.5, may be potentially less damaging to the skin. I think that's important for people. I use like a, it's a Biologic Research A. It's a French product. It's like a milk cleanser, and it's really, it doesn't even lather. It's real mild, and that's what I cleanse with now. So yeah, just make sure that when you're cleansing that it's normal, the pH is 5.5. And then also they say that you shouldn't like scrub your face, you should pat it. If you've ever had a facial done, this is what they do when they're giving you your facial.
Right, they just pat it.
Yeah. They pat it, yeah. So, and then, so there's a difference between a hydrator and a moisturizer. So a hydration would be like a hyaluronic acid. They cause your body, your skin to absorb water. And then a moisturizer is more like the retinols and the vitamin C's. So what I do is I use a vitamin C at night before, you know, cleansing, going to bed. And I use a toner. They say you don't necessarily need one, but I use one. And then the hyaluronic acid, which is a lighter coverage, I use that in the daytime.
So the hyaluronic acid is going to attract more moisture into the skin. That's
correct.
What that's doing. Do the moisturizers help kind of seal the skin so the moisture that's in there stays put?
Well, that's an occlusive moisturizer. If you've ever heard of the term occlusive, that's like the petroleum jellies and Aquaphors and petroleum jelly based products, basically.
Like mineral oil. They're horrible, aren't they?
The problem in mineral oil, that's one. The problem with the occlusive moisturizers is, according to the Environmental Working Group, they're really bad for you.
Of course they
are. And I just read an article about Nicole Kidman. I think you might have a picture of her. She has really nice skin, but she uses Aquaphor. She says that she uses Aquaphor. Yeah, she has nice skin. She's 53 years old. She uses that La Mer. It's the star.
Yeah,
all the stars use
right?
that.
Yeah.
I wish I could afford that, but I think it may have some questionable ingredients in it. But she said she uses Aquaphor, and that's an occlusive moisturizer that's supposed to be really bad.
It is. So what people need to understand about petroleum jelly is that it actually causes a rebound in the moisture in the skin. So my daughter Taylor had eczema at a very young age, and we spent more money on Aquaphor and Eucerin cream and all these other products. The Aquaphor is just basically petroleum jelly. It's like 80% petroleum jelly. And when you rub it on, the skin is very, very greasy. Well, when it wears off, the skin becomes extra itchy. And I can prove this to anybody who's ever used ChapStick. ChapStick is made out of petroleum jelly with a scent and a flavor. Well, you know that once you start using ChapStick, you can't stop. Because if you just decide to stop, your lips get cracked. so bad that you got to go get the ChapStick and use it. ChapStick is actually habit forming because it's actually doing the opposite of what you want. It's not moisturizing your skin. It's not helping your skin retain its moisture. It's actually sapping your skin of moisture and replacing it with this gooey, gobby stuff that makes you feel like your skin feels better. But then once it wears off, your skin is parched. And that's why anybody who's ever used ChapStick knows what I'm talking about. Once you start using it, you can't stop. There's people who've been using ChapStick for 15 years because they can't stop. Their lips dry out and crack.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So the Creme de la Mer, the 16.5 ounce is $2,475.
Yeah. And she probably goes through one of those a month.
Like we said earlier, the celebrities, they age well because they can.
Yeah, right, exactly. Exactly.
So anyway, another thing, sun protector, because Nicole Kidman was talking about the type of sun protector she uses. I've never used I use a tinted moisturizer. Like, I don't use facial
SPF,
what do they call foundation. Sunblock. I don't use foundation on my skin. I use a tinted moisturizer. It's a lot thinner and it doesn't clog the pores. It does have a little bit of a sun protector in it.
Okay.
And so when I go into the sun, that's all I use. I think it's a 15.
Right. But, you know, then there's the whole discussion that Environmental Working Group talked about, and we talked about on Casual Friday probably eight, 9 years ago. And that is that, on average, a woman puts like 256 different chemicals on her face a day.
Right.
And that's a lot. That's a lot.
Well, not just her face, her body, too.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. The hair, like the hair and the skin and everything. Yeah, so. Yeah. Khalid says, collagen with hyaluronic acid works great on skin, keeps your skin youthful, and few articles suggest using collagen with magnesium also. Carl, you mentioned magnesium the other day.
Yeah, magnesium is magic. It really, really is. In fact, I think that most of us need some more magnesium. If you're not eating a really big diet, if you're not consuming a lot of food every single day, which most of us are, and we're starving ourselves for one reason or another, I think magnesium is very important.
I think so too. Well, we can't forget about sleep. I can tell a difference in my skin and everything, how you feel, how you work out. But if you don't get good sleep, then you're not going to have radiant skin. If you don't hydrate with drinking lots of water, you're not going to have radiant skin.
That's a big one.
And avoiding alcohol is a big one too, because alcohol dries your skin out.
You can always tell people who drink a lot. They get that waxy, fine line, waxy skin. And that's what you're talking about. It dries the skin out. There's no doubt about it.
Also, too, I guess they say if you sleep on a silk pillow, it's gentler on your skin. The cotton, I don't know, Carl. Do you know? I saw you go like that. You don't believe that?
Well, you sleep on the back of your head. I mean, when does your face ever touch your pillow? Just curious.
It doesn't, because I sleep. But some people roll over.
Elisa sleeps like the dead. She lays down on her back. Her little head falls right into the pillow, and when she wakes up in the morning, her little head is right in that pillow, right where she sleeps virtually motionless. Except if she has a bad night's sleep, then it's different. But on average, she wakes up right where she sleeps.
Yep. So anyway, yeah. The good thing about the Environmental Working Group, you can go there and they have a Skin Deep database, and you can type in your products that you're using, and it will give you like a score from 1 to 10, 10 being the worst. And they also have the EWG verified products that will help if you're curious about the chemicals in your products. And I know like Sephora now has a clean line, or they carry, you can go to their website and see what their clean line of products are. So that helps out.
Do we want to talk more about EWG and the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen now? Or you want to?
Sure, if you want to.
Yeah, so hold on. Let me just stop the clock so we don't get rushed into a commercial. So here is the new Clean 15. Avocados. So these are foods that you don't have to buy organic. I'm sorry, I'm having a problem with a contact lens today. It actually started yesterday. Avocados, sweet corn. Who eats sweet corn? Pineapple, onions, papaya, sweet peas frozen, eggplant, asparagus, broccoli, cabbage, kiwi, cauliflower, mushrooms, honeydew melon, and cantaloupe. You don't have to buy those organic because they are either not sprayed or not heavily sprayed, I guess. Is that right, Elisa?
That's correct. So, and then did you go over the Dirty Dozen? Did you go over the Dirty Dozen, Carl?
No, here it goes.
Okay. Strawberries, spinach. Strawberries is number one. It replaced apples. Apples was number one last year. Spinach, kale, collard, mustard greens are number three. Nectarines, apples, grapes, cherries, peaches, pears, bell and hot peppers, celery, and tomatoes should all be eaten organic. You know, interestingly, I read an article yesterday about raisins. We don't think about raisins when you think about organic or not organic.
Well, and we buy organic raisins as a rule, but that doesn't matter, right?
Well, well, grapes are on the list, right? But they're also, so you have to buy organic grapes. So when they process the raisins, they use a fungicide on them. And I guess it helps to prevent pests and things. Average, each sample that EWG tested, there was 13 pesticides, and one sample had 26 pesticides on the raisins.
So even the organic raisins, I'm sorry, I'm having a problem. I'm having like an allergy attack right now. Both of my eyes are tearing. So
the bottom line is raisins are the dirtiest produce commodities on the market. And even some organic raisins are contaminated. Basically, they said, if you don't need to eat raisins, then don't eat them. And definitely don't feed them to your children.
The problem with raisins is they may be grown, the grapes may be grown organically. But when they dry them out, because of the high sugar content and the temperature and the moisture that the grapes are giving off as they become raisins, it attracts funguses and mold. So they have to use something. Otherwise, if they were truly not sprayed with anything, they'd be fuzzy when you get them. They'd have mold and fungus on them. So they spray them with something. There's no, even the organic ones.
Mm-hmm. Not so, good. Yeah, I guess raisins, you shouldn't be eating them.
And I love them. I love raisins in oatmeal. I love raisins for a lot of reasons, but I'm not going to be eating them anymore. I'm just not.
The EWG suggests using prunes instead. Only 16% of conventional prunes tested positive for two or more pesticides compared to 99% of conventional raisins and 91% of organic raisins tested positive.
Yeah, but prunes make you poop.
So they're saying just replace them with prunes. Yeah. Carl, what are you smiling for?
Because I said prunes make you poop.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Prunes make you poop. We have to take a break anyway. I got to take a break. Yeah, okay. We're going to be right back, and I'm going to try to get my right eye straightened out because I have a contact lens that's flying around. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
As a listener of this show, you know how important your gut is to your overall health. Bioptimizers has a potent product to heal and repair your gut unlike anything else. It's called Leaky Gut Guardian. It's powered by patented IGY Max, an egg-based protein that enhances gut health, reverses antibiotic damage, and strengthens your immune system. Available in two delicious powders, vegetarian vanilla and chocolate carnivore. Simply mix it with your favorite beverage. Repair your gut and power up your immune system risk-free and save 10% off. Go to shrnetwork.biz/leaky gut. Don't delay. Fix your gut today, Friday.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you remember those delicious toaster pastries you had when you were a kid? You know, the rectangular sugar-filled snacks? Well, guess what? Legendary Foods has just made low-carb toaster pastry. This is the first of its kind, and honestly, these things are amazing. They have 3 to 4 net carb, less than 1 gram of sugar, and 9 grams of protein. You can eat them right out of the wrapper or lightly toast them. The only question is, which flavor? Strawberry or brown sugar cinnamon? They're available at eatlegendary.com and Amazon.
Folks, I'm pleased to announce that Pure Nootropics is now carrying the antioxidant alpha-lipoic acid in its bioidentical natural form as R-Ala. R-Ala provides protection in many areas and has even been shown to promote weight loss. Check out the interview I did on episode 2608 back in October to learn more. Our friends at Pure Nootropics have been bringing you great products and deals since 2013, and they have another one with R-Ala. Go to shrnetwork.biz/pure and use code SHR30 for a whopping 30% off. Level up. Go pure.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Man, you should see me during the commercial. It's scary.
What'd you do?
Well, I've given up caffeine again, and whenever I do this, my immune system, because cortisol levels drop, I become much more prone to allergic reactions to things. But this is the last time I'm doing it. I'm never going to take any caffeine in my body ever again. I really mean that. I'm done with it. All right, so.
I guess my nephew Timmy must be watching.
Yeah, I know. I thought he was working.
Hi, Timmy. He's supposed to have gotten off. I think he got off at 1 o'clock. So the last thing I want to mention in regard to the EWG and the Dirty Dozen, they did a test of citrus fruits, clementine, mandarin oranges, grapefruits, oranges, and they peeled the oranges and tested the inside of the fruit, and they came back with hormone disrupting fungicides on them.
Interesting.
So you have to buy those organic. Even though they have the skins on them, it doesn't really matter.
We've talked about this before. It's idiocy to think that you can spray an entire crop with a pesticide and then fertilize, water the crop and not think that the pesticide is getting into the dirt and into the roots and up into the flesh of the fruit. This idea that, oh, no, just wash it. Just peel it. You're fine. It lacks any critical thinking. Of course it's getting into the root system and into the flesh of the fruit. It's happening to fruit, to vegetables, everything.
There was a study done in 2015 in the American Journal of Pediatrics, and citrus fruits were the fourth most consumed fruit by American children and youth ages 2 to 19. So that's a big concern if they're not eating organic. I know, Carl with the caffeine, Carmella.
I know. I'm done. It's destroying me. I have to mention something. We have our last three winners of the Myostorm Meteor, which is the massage ball. I'm going to announce them now on the air. They are Jim Gierek, Brandon Hultgreen, and Lance Gillette. Congratulations. You'll be receiving an email letting you know that you have won one of these amazing devices. And congratulations, and thanks for entering, and thanks for playing.
Yeah, I really like that Myostorm. It really does work.
Yeah, it's a great device. It really is.
Okay.
You know who uses one? Who's the football player that you like? The oldest quarterback still playing. What's his name?
Tom. He just won the Super
Brady.
Bowl.
Tom Brady. He uses one. He uses a Myostorm Meteor. Yeah.
So I want to talk about Bill Gates for a few minutes. I mean, do you have the picture of Bill Gates? Can you put that up?
Yeah. He's only 65 years old.
He's 65 years old.
I don't want to take health advice from this guy. First of all, he's starting to look like a turtle on the left. Doesn't he look like a turtle with the neck and the chin disappearing?
Well, he's 65, and I understand that he probably had, you know, he's a billionaire? He had a more stressful life than what we've had.
Come on.
Maybe not.
Come on. He's a billionaire. He doesn't have any stress in his life. In fact, he's so preoccupied with starving the rest of us and blocking the sun and every other stupid idea that comes to his little brain, he has no stress in his life. But he's an example of a guy who knows nothing about health. You just have to look at him and see that. He looks like he's in his 70s.
So I want to talk about, of course, we talked about him last week and how he is suggesting that everyone in the wealthy countries should be eating synthetic meats instead of beef. Have you ever taken a look at the ingredients in synthetic meats?
I have not.
Artificial flavors. Bleached wheat flour, blue number one, canola oil, caramel color, carrageenan, copper sulfate, corn oil, and the list goes on and on and on. Sorbitol, palm oil, propylene glycol, red number three.
Propylene glycol is antifreeze. Just remember
that. I know.
When you're sitting at the airport on a cold winter day in Chicago, and they're trying to de-ice your plane so you can get off the ground, that's propylene glycol they're spraying on the wings.
Soy proteins, sugar, TBHQs. There's several in here that I can't even pronounce. Yeast extract. Why would you eat that instead of eating beef?
I know. Not to mention that beef consumption in America is a smaller segment than fruits, vegetables, dairy, or all three combined.
Exactly. And why are they picking on beef for climate change?
It's all about control. It's all about control. Controlling the food supply. That's what this is all about.
Yes.
You know what's really funny? I got to stop. So right now there are people in America going, it'll never happen to us here. We're looking at the same things that happened to the people of Venezuela right now. Everything that's happening here happened there already.
But really?
But people here are going, but not America. No, it'll never happen to America because somehow magically the government won't screw us. The government has been screwing us since there was government. And those of you who think the government has your best interests at heart are fools. You're actually an idiot. So the idea that, oh, it won't happen here, this is exactly what happened in Venezuela. Now the Venezuelans have to go to garbage cans to look for food because there's no food available anymore. Wake up, man. Wake up. They're at it again. They're here, but they're just doing it here in the United States. And I got to be honest with you. People get pissed off at me. But Joe Biden is part of the problem. He is a puppet for the corrupt government. And we're watching our country go down the tubes. And everybody's going, well, but well, we just have to last 4 years. Dude, they just stole the election. They're going to steal every other election. This isn't over in 4 years. Oh, man. Frustrating thing.
Okay. I guess Burger King and White Castle are now serving Impossible Burgers and Beyond Burgers.
Yeah.
With all these, why would anybody eat that?
Because they're woke and they're going to follow the crowd. Listen, anything the crowd is doing, don't do. Don't do it. Look at the crowd, how unhealthy and horrible they are.
So the propylene glycol is an odorless, colorless liquid used as a used in e-cigarettes, also in antifreeze. You wanted to mention TaylorMade's product today. We forgot to mention that.
We forgot to mention two products, actually. The first one is the fact that the GHKCU that was talked about for skin health in the last show I did with Dr. Betsy Earth and Suzanne Turner and Erica Schwartz, they all mentioned GHKCU for skin quality. And there's a product that we talked about on the show a couple of months ago. It was an alternative to Botox that TaylorMade sells. And it has GHKCU in it. But there's also another product that was actually mentioned specifically by, I believe, Dr. Suzanne Turner, that she prescribes to her female patients And we are actually talking to them today. They may become a sponsor. They actually reached out to the show, and it is called Restoracell. Yeah. And so these are two products, if you're a woman or a man who want to harness the benefits of the copper peptide GHKCU for skincare, you should look at them for sure. Absolutely.
So I guess there are researchers who are looking at the methane output of cows' digestive systems, and they're looking to feed them some seaweed
because
a type of red algae.
Right, because cow farts ended up being a bust, so now they're going after cow burps. Think about that.
Why are they picking on cows?
Yeah, it's easy. It's easy because a lot of people are stupidly carrying the anti-red meat message that the government and the mainstream media is feeding us. No pun intended. So it's easy. Well, the cow farts didn't work. Okay, well, they burp. Let's go after that. Like, we have to get rid of cows and beef. We have to get rid of it. That's what this is all about. So now they're going to talk about cow burps instead.
So Nick Gugg sent me an article that I have to mention about Bill Gates. This one I thought it was a satire. You know, like the Onion, the site, it's a satire site, but it's not. Could dimming the sun help to cool the earth? Bill Gates wants to spray millions of tons of chalk into the stratosphere to reflect sunlight and slow global warming. But critics fear it could be disastrous. Well, they're going to do it this summer in Sweden. They're going to do a test of it.
Bill Gates has too much money.
The project will see a test balloon launch this summer in the town of Kiruna. It will send 2 kilograms of chalk into the stratosphere 12 miles above the Earth's surface. Scientists will then monitor who the dust particles interact with in the atmosphere. This will be fed into computer models to predict.
I get it. So to predict what would happen if we cover the whole globe with chalk. Yeah.
Exactly.
Bill Gates is crazy. You know, he has Parkinson's disease. You know, a symptom of Parkinson's disease is early onset dementia.
Mind.
Yes, and paranoia and delusions. He's crazy. He's a crazy man with money. If he's broke, we'd all say he's crazy. But because he's so wealthy, we just think he's extravagant. He's crazy.
Their idea is to block out some of the sun's energy to cool down the earth. Think of what's going to happen to
this. This is going to backfire. And there's no getting it. Once it's up there, it's going to stay up there.
But the problem is they're going to do it. And we can't stop them.
2 kilograms is not a lot. It's a very small amount. Okay? It's a very small amount. So thank God for that. Thank God for that.
Yeah, but what does that lead to?
Governments should tell this guy, sit down. Sit down, Bill. Shut up and sit down.
But what does that lead to? Just like Carmela just put up here, their gyms just opened today in Quebec. And like that's been a year.
Yeah. Remember, it was 15 days to slow the spread.
I know. And it's been a year now.
And then it was, we don't need masks. Fauci himself said that. Well, no, we won't need masks. Then it was 6 foot distancing when not wearing a mask. Then it became wear a mask all the time. Now it's wear 2 masks. What people aren't paying attention to, and this is the problem today, because we have stupid people that vote. They don't pay attention to any. What people don't realize is every time a governor or government said, okay, everybody needs to wear masks, now the rate of infection and the rate of death increased. It increased. We should have seen a drop. Oh, it's working. Just keep wearing a mask. And they didn't care that it wasn't working. They told you wear 2 masks. They told you wear a mask when you buy yourself in your car. They tell you wear a mask in bed. Oh, you shouldn't even go out. Look at California. They've been closed down for the whole year. And they have the highest rate of infections. It doesn't, what they're doing doesn't work. But the people are so friggin' stupid that they just want to be part of the crowd. Like I said before, don't follow the masses. The masses are stupid. They all have diseases. They're idiots. But they're following it anyway because they want to be popular on Instagram and they want to look at if you get your vaccine, you can come to Krispy Kreme every day and get one of our crappy, horrible donuts every day for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. It's like a dog, right? Sit, boy, sit. Okay, here's a treat. People are stupid today. I'm sorry. The population is being threatened because of the stupid people that occupy the population. You think we lost a lot of listeners just now?
It's going to look like Idiocracy.
Yeah, it's going to be like Idiocracy. Yeah. Yeah.
Khalid said, because Bill Gates is rich, people think he's a genius.
Yeah, exactly.
He doesn't look like one.
He's not a genius. He's not.
He doesn't. I mean, yeah, he's. People don't need to be taking advice from him.
You know, he pays to be on all these news shows. They don't bring him on as an expert. Well, let's see what Bill Gates thinks about this. He pays to get on those shows and use those shows as platforms. CNN, MSNBC, all of them. He pays them.
That's all I got.
Really? Let's see what we got here. I do want to talk about something real quick before we end the show.
Okay.
We're going to do a show very shortly. Khalid is going to love this. A new study has been published that shows that anabolic steroids lead to advanced aging of the brain. But conveniently, they lumped everything into one sentence, anabolic steroids. We're going to get the authors on the show. I want to know, because I already know trenbolone has been linked to advanced aging of the brain. But I never thought testosterone does. But because they conveniently just said anabolic steroids, I'm going to have the authors on the show and I'm going to challenge them. Which anabolic steroids did you study? How did you study? Was this a review of existing literature? And are you saying that testosterone leads to brain aging? I'm sure they're not going to say testosterone leads to brain aging. So it's going to be interesting. We're going to be doing that show. Khalid, stand by. We'll have that. Bars and what is this? Bars and restaurants.
They're still not open.
Yeah. And meanwhile, your genius prime minister just gave $180 billion away for something stupid. Meanwhile, the people in Canada are struggling for the past year. He just gave $187 million away, or billion, was it? I forget what it was. Some ridiculous amount of money to some organization because he wants to be another woke idiot. He's another woke idiot. Yes, definitely. I know trenbolone has been studied and has been shown to produce kind of like dementia-like effects, but I don't think that's true of everything that's considered anabolic. All right, that's it. Great show. Thank you so much, Elisa, for the hard work, because you do all the work on the show.
Last thing you didn't mention real quick, Laura Ballard said people are taught what to think, not how to think.
I put it up there, but I didn't want to interrupt you. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I just didn't know you didn't read her comment.
Yeah, she said she agreed with me when I said it's happening right now.
Oh, Carmella said
he has great hair, though.
Yeah, forget, he does, actually.
Don't forget, he dressed like a Ku Klux Klan member, right? We all forgot that. So did Prince Harry. Prince Harry dressed up in a Nazi uniform when he was a kid. Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you were here. Thanks for taking off today to be here. And that's it for today. We'll see everybody Monday with more Superhuman Radio. Please share the show and have a great and safe weekend. See you then.
Bye.